Hey, everybody. My name is Damara West, and I'm founder of Be Well, Beautiful Woman, where we help women to center their healing and liberation so that they can lead and live on their own terms. I am ecstatic about welcoming you into the Global Abundance Summit, which is all about amplifying your power to draw in more money, more joy, and more ease. And I have 18 plus speakers across the globe who are going to inspire you to do just that. And who I've got today is the amazing Elaine Starling. Elaine is known as the Abundance Ambassador. She's a sought-after TEDx and international speaker, the host of the Abundance Journey podcast and video show, an international best-selling author, coach, trainer, and successful entrepreneur. Elaine's unusual spiritual awakening prompted her to help people who crave spiritual enlightenment to partner with the divine so they can achieve the financial abundance they want and so much more. Elaine teaches her signature Activate Abundance process and leads fellow travelers on the abundance journey for 6 weeks, sharing proven business strategies with personal development and spiritual insights that generate abundance. We're going to talk about how you can connect with Elaine at the Abundance Journey at the end of this interview. Elaine, I am so delighted that you are with me today.
Oh, what a thrill. I love chatting with you. And this is my favorite topic. I mean, talking about abundance is my sweet spot. It's where I live because it is your birthright and it's actually who you are. Mm-hmm. So helping people awaken to who they are is an absolute delight.
Oh my gosh. Yes, absolutely. And I know that from the last conversation that we had, you're going to drop a lot of nuggets to the audience. So go ahead and get your notepads and something to write with because you are definitely going to need it. So let's talk about your journey. You know, you had an unusual spiritual awakening that prompted this journey of enlightenment that paved the pathway to the work that you're doing now. So talk to us about that unusual spiritual awakening that took place and what manifested as a result.
Yeah, it was really interesting. I was actually on vacation in New Zealand, and we had already been in New Zealand on the South Island for a week, and we were celebrating New Year's Day 2005, and we had breakfast, we're wandering around, and suddenly I had a stroke. The right side of my face went numb, and my right arm went numb, and they walked me to a little health center, gave me an aspirin, they asked me to describe a poster on the wall. And I knew what they said, but the words that came out of my mouth made no sense. And I actually felt great. I felt kind of like a lazy Saturday morning when I just want to hit the snooze alarm and take a nap. Mm-hmm. And finally, they let me relax. And as soon as they did, I found myself inside this intelligent cloud. And I could tell I was a part of it and it was a part of me. And it started speaking to me. It took me a little bit, but I finally realized I'm having a conversation with our higher power. What the heck? And every single time I ask a question, I get the answer in my body, 360 degrees, past, present, future, everything all in one, just boom, instant knowing. Mm-hmm. It was so incredible and so miraculous and just the most intense love I have ever experienced in my life. Just total appreciation for exactly who you are. And everything in my life shifted after that. It was really interesting. They ended up taking me in an ambulance to a hospital. It was a 3-hour drive. I came out of the stroke about a half an hour before we got to the hospital. And it was just amazing. There was no damage. There was no proof of any kind that I even had a stroke. It turns out when the divine wants to have a conversation with you, they find a way to have a conversation with you. And sometimes it takes the form of a stroke.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, it was crazy.
So, I mean, what an incredible story. And, you know, what occurred to me in you sharing that is I imagine that the divine was trying to speak to you in a lot of ways even before that, right? And so, you know, I really want the audience to hear this, that signs and wonders are always happening, right? We are always being supported in the desires that we have, even if we're not conscious of these desires. But yet and still, if we haven't done the work to hear and to see the ways in which source is supporting us, then sometimes it takes these grand things, right? Losing a job, having a major breakdown in our health, having the loss of a relationship, all kinds of things that really shake us to our core, and begin us on this journey of just tremendous alchemization. And so, like, how beautiful that you can, that you're here and you can illustrate that for all of us. So, you know, all these years later, you have taken that experience through individual and external practice, and you designed the signature Activate Abundance process, which is like amazing. So talk to us about what this process is and how individuals can use it, a taste, of course, right, to activate abundance in their life in a mind, body, spirit way, right? Because we know that abundance is not just about money. It's about everything. It's about our relationships, our money, our purpose, our health, our vitality, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Absolutely. I'd love to share this with you. And actually, if you watch my TED Talk, Abundance is a Choice, I talk about two specific things: your intention, what you want to create and how you want to feel while you're doing it, and then your attention, what you put your focus on. So your intention is kind of like typing into the GPS where you want to go. And who you're typing into is the God of your understanding. And so there's a structure that I use that I find really, really effective. Once you've said where you want to go and how you want to feel on the journey, then you start playing the game, I spy with my little eye, because that intention activates your subconscious mind and the peripheral vision of your subconscious mind. So just like when you're watching shooting stars, if you've ever looked for shooting stars, sure, you have to look at one area of the star field, but then you open up your peripheral vision. So any little stray bit of light grabs your attention, you actually see the shooting star. That's what an intention does. It activates your peripheral vision. So then you start putting your attention on anything that matches up with your intention. And sometimes it seems a little tangential, but it all adds up. Yeah. So then what you want to do is use the Activate Abundance process to really bring that little stray bit that you noticed to life. There are five simple steps. Step one is gratitude. Everything you want in your life starts with gratitude. The opportunity for us to have this conversation, I'm so grateful to you, because you don't understand what you're igniting here. And I see the opportunity for you and for everyone who's collaborating with us today. It's so exciting to me. So step one is gratitude. Step two is acknowledge something you heard that was an aha for you. Like maybe you didn't realize the power of your intention, and you don't know that you're actually creating an intention all the time. And often you do it by default instead of intentionally. Yeah, no pun intended. Yeah. You really do need to be picky about your intention and put your attention on everything that lines up with it. Super important. So that's what I want to acknowledge today. Step three is appreciate the difference it can make in your life. You are receiving divine guidance all the time. All the time. You are actually standing in a Niagara Falls of divine guidance. Now, I don't know, I'm not a golfer, but I've seen they have these special sunglasses that you can put on to find your golf balls. When you take the time to be in gratitude, acknowledge something that's an aha for you, I just saw this little piece of light, then take the step to appreciate the difference it can make in my life. You've just popped that little tidbit out of the ether. You've received all this divine guidance, and you don't know exactly where it's going yet. You don't know right away where you're being led, but you're getting these little drops, and eventually you realize it's a connect the dots.
Yeah.
And it starts to make a 3D picture for you. Okay. So step one is gratitude. Step two is acknowledge something that's an aha for you. Step three is appreciate the difference it can make in your life. Step four is to activate it. There are three different ways we activate. And this is where you're actually putting skin in the game. You're not just talking about it anymore. You're doing it. So three different ways: grab your calendar and schedule time to take action on it. Maybe you came across a great book and you really want a chance to read the book. So schedule it on your calendar. Otherwise you get to be too busy and you won't do it. Mm-hmm. The next option is to come up with a physical trigger, like crossing your fingers or tugging on your earlobe as a little reminder. Oh yeah, I want to be in gratitude. So every time before I start a meeting, I'm going to tug on my ear and it's going to remind me I show up with gratitude for this opportunity. I don't know what's going to happen, but I know there's going to be all these little tidbits, these juicy opportunities hidden in here for me somewhere. Mm-hmm. And all I have to do is be attuned to it. So I'm going to make sure I show up with gratitude. Maybe that's my option. The third way that you activate abundance is you make a commitment, a verbal commitment to someone else. Every time I enter a meeting, mm-hmm. I remind myself that I'm showing up with gratitude and I let it unfold perfectly and beautifully, however it needs to. But when I make the effort and take the time to activate abundance, I'm using all five love languages. So I'm really excited to do this on a regular basis. Yeah. Step five, celebrate your progress. You're getting divine guidance here. Come on, people. This is really fun. It's silly. It's playful. It's delightful. You are celebrating people in advance because they don't know what's going to suddenly make you go, wow, that's amazing. So the first step of gratitude, that is the love language of quality time.
Yeah.
You're actually sharing quality time with someone and telling them how much you appreciate them taking the time, that's a sign of love. Mm-hmm. So the second step of acknowledge something that's an aha for you, that's little surprises. That's the love language of little surprises because you don't know, you know, I'm saying all these different things, but Demira, you might point out something later that I go, oh, right. I hadn't really thought about it like that. So it's a little surprise.
Yeah.
And then step three, the appreciate the difference it can make in your life. That one is words of affirmation because you actively speak. Here's why this is so valuable to me. And I get to see things in a whole new light. Step four of activate abundance is doing things for someone because we have these little mirror neurons that are right between our eyebrows in our brain. So when you do something, like you send me a virtual hug, I feel it. You do it. I get the benefit of it. How cool is that? So that's that love language of doing something for someone. And step five, celebrate. How do we celebrate? Physical touch. We high five each other. We give each other a hug. All five love languages are embedded into the activate abundance process. So you're actually, when you're doing this with someone else and you're activating abundance in conversation, you're putting them in a love bubble where they feel cherished and valued and appreciated. And they don't know why they love spending time with you, but there's just something about you that's really compelling. Yeah. And all of a sudden they're making more opportunities available to you too.
Mm-hmm. So even just this last part of what you said, and you know, when the art of celebration, we could celebrate on our own and feel that, right? And feel that hug, feel that connection. So whether we're celebrating with physical touch involving others or the physical touch of self, it has the same kind of impact, right?
It sure does.
And I love that this process in thinking about, you know, because it fits succinctly within the emotional guidance scale, right? So what is it, you know, like harnessing those higher vibrational emotions. Gratitude is one of the things that brings us back into the present moment, right? Celebration brings us back into the present moment. Speaking, writing, anytime that we're communicating, we are sending messages out to the universe that what it is that we want, right? So the process of communicating, whether we're affirming other people, affirming self, asking for something that we want, asking for something that we want for someone else, it's going to have the same kind of ramifications, acknowledgement, right? That is, I mean, there's so much about this. And what I love is that these practices don't take a very long time, right? By virtue, I was thinking about the, I said prompts, the visualization, right? And just having gratitude, even just on my laptop. So every time I open it, I see the word gratitude and I can lean into gratefulness before. And what a difference that's going to make in terms of how I show up in that meeting, how it is that I feel, et cetera, et cetera. So I just really appreciate that framework and you breaking it down so succinctly and particularly connecting it within love, the love languages that we speak, which I feel like is a unique spin when we're talking about, really tapping into an abundance. And, if I ask this question 1,000 different times, I'm going to get 1,000 different answers. Because we're on an individualized pathway, right? To cultivate this in ourselves and to share it out with the world. And I love what you said about just being in service, right? Because anytime that we're acting from a place of service, we are connecting to self, right? That's light. Sharing light is self-connectedness. And as we connect that light with other people, that also helps to deepen our connection with them. I mean, so, all of the fuzzy stuff, right? That can come along with the abundance that does inevitably come along with the abundance journey, which far exceeds the money, right? Mm-hmm. So something I want to explore with you, you have become a national and international speaker. And, many people have a desire to break into that industry. And so talk to us about some of the best tips that you can offer for how individuals can successfully do that.
Absolutely. It helps when you have a really clear message, mm-hmm. something that will move the needle for other people. And having stories and examples that you can share, simple exercises that people can do, that makes it much more tangible. So mm-hmm. people feel like they got a lot more out of the conversation with you. Like yeah. hopefully now you know how to activate abundance really easily, all 5 steps. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. one of the things that I've done is I'm very active with podcasts. I have my own podcast and I am always looking and getting on other people's podcasts and video shows. And then I also have networked with different organizations. They mm-hmm. often hire speakers. Interestingly enough, a lot of corporations hire speakers because they're trying to inspire their employees mm-hmm. to come from their higher selves and feel really good about the work that they're doing. What most people don't understand, the abundance that you want to experience in your world starts inside you. Mm. One of the best definitions of abundance I've ever heard came from one of my guests recently. I always ask, how do you define abundance? I've never heard the same definition twice. Mm-hmm. And I love this one. She said, abundance is when you feel good about yourself. Mm. And it's so true. I call it, yeah, baby, energy. It's that energy when you just can't wait to get started. You don't know what's going to happen, but yeah. you're all in. You're going to have a great time. It doesn't matter what's going on. You're going to be of service. You're going to have a fun time and you're just going to contribute to the best of your ability. And you're enjoying how it unfolds perfectly, naturally, automatically. You don't want all the answers in advance because that would spoil the surprise.
Yeah.
And because you're willing to show up with that grateful, excited, delighted energy, mm-hmm. you get to experience all these incredible blessings in your life. We yeah. all know people, often we're related to people who show up unhappy from the beginning. They're not going to like anything that happens. Mm-hmm. And, you're just Pollyanna for wanting to have a good time. No, we just happen to know how abundance shows up. It shows up from the energy that we bring.
Yeah.
And when we show up that way, all of a sudden you are magnetic to other people. They can't mm-hmm. wait to connect with you and they want to support you. So having that kind of attitude and having a really clear idea of what you're communicating, the difference you can make for people, specific exercises they can apply, and then you have a speaker one sheet. Mm. Make it really easy for people to find you. There are also organizations that are specifically for speakers. So you can make sure that you showcase who you are and what you're doing. It's mm-hmm. very important to have a reel that shows you in action, speaking and having collaborative conversations with people. That is really, really powerful. That's the foundation for getting your speaking business going.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Those are really, really great tips. And thanks for not holding back and just being so generous in offering those up. So, you know, as we get ready to wrap up, speaking of energy and energy really serving as a vehicle by which we can be in a flow state of abundance, or energy by which it can block us from receiving abundance. So what are the major blocks that you see? And, you know, outside of the beautiful framework that you shared with us, how can we counter those blocks?
Wow, that is such a good question. And what immediately came to mind, I really opened myself up and listened to guidance that comes through. I received the message long ago, but I was told to share it with you now, that you are actually in partnership with the divine. Mm-hmm. So often with a lot of religions, we think we're this lowly ant and the divine is some, you know, massive being up there. No. You are in partnership with the divine. Mm-hmm. So the way it was explained to me, everything is love. Absolutely everything. It could be, you know, bunnies and butterflies. It can be plagues and wars. Mm-hmm. Everything is love. So how do you expand love? How do you expand the divine when everything is already love? The divine created us human beings because we experience contrast. The difference between what is wanted and what is not wanted creates this friction that we have to live through. Mm-hmm. Now, the divine is after three things from us. The first one is be the love that is needed here in this moment for yourself and for everyone else. Mm. Be the love that is needed in this moment. The second one, notice the love that is already present in this moment for you. And we're not making it a cakewalk. This is hide and seek. This is, you know, you have to look under the bushes and you have to really ask yourself the questions. How could this be a blessing for me? How can I grow through this? What are the unusual, unexpected opportunities that are present for me in this moment? What am I practicing that I know to do? For me, it's like listening. Mm-hmm. You know, but I don't always do. Mm-hmm. So there are those kinds of questions. Notice the love that's already present for you in this moment. And the third thing is collaborate with others to create even more love. Mm-hmm. That's what we are here to do. Human beings exist on the cutting edge of the divine. We are literally expanding the divine. Mm-hmm. And we are guided to be that expansion, to grow with love in everything we do.
Yeah. You know, for the risk of sounding redundant, I love that you use this three-part framework again, rooted in love, love for self, seeing the love that is surrounding us, and really leaning into love and connection with other humans, in spite of what presents itself on the surface. Really, really rich. So Elaine, share one final piece of inspiration for the listeners to offer them an opportunity to align more with co-creating an abundant life.
I want you to listen to the words that you're using. Now, I had a real aha short story that I want to share with you after my stroke, because during my stroke, it was literally like a Niagara Falls of this deep, incredible, all-pervasive love. And I just lapped it up. It was amazing. Mm. And I came out of that stroke and I'm like, wow, I want more of that. Hold the stroke. You know, I'll put it on tap and turn it on high because I want to bathe in this every moment of every day. And all this research that I did, it said, well, you have to allow divine guidance. You have to allow this connection with the divine. I was allowing and allowing and allowing. And I get downloads every once in a while, but it was a lot closer to a leaky watering can than Niagara Falls. You know, it felt good, but it wasn't that all-pervasive experience. And so finally, I was sitting for guidance. I'd been meditating. And I asked the divine, why isn't this allowing thing working for me? Mm-hmm. And I got this message back. What is the image that comes to mind when you think of the word allow? No two people have the same relationship with words. So I do not want to put this on anybody. Mm-hmm. But I personally immediately saw myself behind a door with a chain on the door, and I'm peeking out the door at the divine, and I'm terrified because I don't know what's going to happen. I don't have any control. I don't know where this is going. Oh my gosh. And I suddenly realized that word allow is a mind-based word for me, because my mind wants control. My mind wants systems and processes. A guarantee would be really nice. I want to know everything in advance, and I want to be able to duplicate this whenever I want.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, okay, so obviously that's not a word that's going to work for me, because that's not the kind of relationship I want with the divine. Yeah. I want a very loving, open kind of relationship and a heart-based relationship. So much more powerful than mind-based. So I really had to think about it. And I finally realized my word is welcoming. Now I welcome the divine. I welcome opportunities. I welcome every conversation. I don't have to be in charge of it. I don't have to know where it's going. I know every single moment with you is a blessing.
Yeah.
A blessing beyond measure. And so when I show up that way, guess what I receive? More abundance than I could ever ask for.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So, you know, it's just intensely powerful that one shift, right? And just this reflection around, well, what does this word actually mean for me? And leaning into language that is going to serve us in connecting with the divine, knowing, as you said, that language doesn't mean the same things to everyone. So Elaine, it has been such a pleasure to spend this time with you as always. Please share with the audience how they can stay in touch with you, because I know for certain they're going to want to do that.
Absolutely. Please visit my website, theabundancejourney.com, and you'll be able to check out the podcast and video show, and you'll be able to get in touch with me, because I really want to support you in experiencing more abundance. That's why I'm the abundance ambassador.
Yes.
I'm opening doors for you and explaining how it all works. What are the customs? What are the traditions? How can you get the most out of your relationship with abundance?
Yeah. And you've definitely delivered that for us today. And again, I just appreciate your partnership, how you show up in the world, how you're helping to expand abundance everywhere you go. So audience, you heard it here at the Global Abundance Summit. Elaine joined 17 other speakers to help to support you in curating the lives that you are worthy of and that are part of your individualized pathway. Until next time, beauties. Ashay.